Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So the CDC is gearing up because it wants to slow the spread during many of the Pride celebrations that have been happening during Pride Month as it pertains to monkeypox. And the CDC, still, the monkeypox name has not been changed. It's going to be, I think the World Health Organization is working on it. They're trying to find a name that, you know, won't be very stigmatizing, maybe a Greek letter, but they want to make sure they don't end up having a COVID variant that ends up having the same name. So they're going to rename monkeypox soon. But in the meantime, the CDC has some very interesting graphics on graphic ways to prevent getting the spread of monkeypox, including virtual sex, having virtual sex this month, or masturbating together, but at 6 feet apart. You thought that 6 feet apart wouldn't come back and haunt us, right, since the whole COVID lockdown ended and all that? No, apparently 6 feet is the magic amount of footage or yardage, right, to prevent monkeypox. So the CDC has a list of ways they are urging people might want to rethink having intimate relations with their partner. CDC says, talk to your partner about any recent illness. Be aware of new or unexplained sores or rashes on your body or your partner's body, including the genitals and anus. If you or your partner have recently been sick, currently feel sick, or have a new or unexplained rash or sores, do not have sex and see a healthcare provider. This is always a good plan, even if monkeypox is not in your area. I always urge people take off their clothes, you know, and examine the area before they're about to engage, because the last thing you want to do is turn on the light and, you know, go, oh, wait a second, what was that? And then, dope. If you or your partner has monkeypox, the best way to protect yourself and others is to not have sex of any kind. No oral, anal, vaginal. Do not kiss. Don't touch each other's bodies while you're sick, especially any rashes or sores. Do not share things like towels, fetish gear, sex toys, and toothbrushes. I guess the toothbrushes are afterwards, but yeah. If you or your partner have monkeypox and you decide to engage in sex, consider the following to reduce the chance of spreading the virus. This comes from the CDC. First, have virtual sex with no in-person contact. Now, I dated my husband long distance. We didn't have cell phones or smartphones, so we had a telephone. All right, so we would do what we could over state lines on a telephone, which I don't even know is even legal anymore. And so now you could actually be FaceTiming. You could have the video. You could, you know, be on the phone. You could actually show what you're doing, you know, as opposed to, you know, I think I was watching Melrose Place going, oh, yeah, yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, yeah, that's wonderful. I was like, oh, there's Jake. Right, so my husband's like, wait a second, are we doing this or are you watching TV? Oh, yeah, no, my name for you is Jake. So, you know, now there's a way to, you know, engage and witness being able to be virtual and be across the country, across the world. So it's fascinating what we could do with phones. I think the phones are taping it. I think some entity can be seeing this when it happens. So I'm not a big fan of doing anything over the phone, especially FaceTime. But the CDC is recommending that is a safer way to not spread monkeypox. They are also recommending that you masturbate together at a distance of at least 6 feet without touching each other and without touching any rash or sores, according to the CDC. So, again, I'm naive. I didn't know that was a thing. So if you're 6 feet apart, and let's say you have a California King bed. So I guess that would be you're at least on the opposite side of the bed. And you're like, hey, what are you doing over there? I'm doing this. Oh, I'm doing this. Oh, that's exciting. And so I guess that's another way to have intimacy. It's fascinating when the CDC, you know, brings this stuff up because most people don't go to the CDC for sex ideas. You know, they'll go to, you know, their TikTok or YouTube or Facebook. They don't go to my Facebook page. I have absolutely no input on how to make sex better. But they are right. If you are doing a self-session and you are away from another person, it's going to be a lot harder to spread the monkeypox. And you get monkeypox by close contact, touching things, fabrics, respiratory droplets, which has been kind of the mainstream for main sort of mode of transmission for years until now they're saying it might not be as easily spread through respiratory contact. They said consider having sex with your clothes on. Now that I like. Or covering areas where rashes or sores are present, reducing as much skin-to-skin contact as possible. Yeah, I like the idea of being dressed, just because when I was a kid, there was a fire in the house, so I'm always worried there's going to be a fire, so this one I'm already dressed, ready to go. He's like, see ya. Hey, so I get that. Avoid kissing. So they're saying if you are going to engage in sex, you don't have to kiss. You don't have to do foreplay. Now, I'm sure a lot of people are really welcoming that, going, you see, Father's Day is coming up, no foreplay. I'm telling you, it's going to be really, really hard if you don't include any foreplay. So I would, rethink other forms of foreplay. Remember to wash your hands, fetish gear, sex toys, any fabrics, bedding, towels, clothing after having sex. Don't leave it for the hotel housekeeping team. Well, I'm sure they do. Fetish gear, I can't even begin to comprehend all the different things that people might be using. I mean, when I was in school, we would learn about fetishes, like, you know, teddy bears. That scared me. I'm like, really, a teddy bear? How is that sexually provocative? Slippers, things like that. But I guess there are certain things that people find sexy and they use. Wash them. Limit your number of partners to avoid opportunities for monkeypox to spread. So the CDC has, you know, definitely, taken this stance. There's even a beautiful graphic showing you how you could sit on opposite sides of the bed if you do decide to, do things like a self-session. The virtual sex, they show the phone and they show, you know, but no kissing, no foreplay. It's not going to be a very fun weekend for a lot of you. But we're trying to, monkeypox has spread at least to 100 cases in the U.S. right now. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I love men. I love the men in my life. And I know lately in the last couple decades, there has been this anti-man sentiment. And, you know, if it wasn't for Father's Day, I don't think the world would kind of, you know, regroup and go, look, we're here not only because of the women in our lives, but because of the men in our lives, too. And I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my mom and it wasn't for my dad. And so I really appreciate them. Just had a birthday, just celebrated a birthday. I owe my birthday to my mom and my dad. And so when it is Father's Day, a lot of us just completely miss the mark when it comes to celebrating. Right? We think dads don't care. We think dads want a certain thing. And we think whatever we would want as a daddy, they want. And you get it wrong. And does anybody ever actually ask dad, what does he really want for Father's Day? No, we never do that. And dads are usually easygoing. And everybody thinks, no, dads are uptight. dads are grumpy, you know, dads are this, dads are that. You know, when it comes to Father's Day, they have learned after decades of marriage and parenthood to just go whatever. And you know what? This is a special day for them. And a lot of people think, well, no, Super Bowl is their day. Not entirely. Not entirely. I've seen dads get interrupted multiple times during Super Bowl. Right? It should be. Super Bowl should be another Father's Day, but that doesn't always work that way. So Father's Day came about, just for a quick history, it was celebrated first in 1910 when Sonora Smart Dodd wanted to honor her veteran father, like mothers are honored on Mother's Day. So Father's Day falls on the third Sunday of every June, and it became an official holiday in 1972 by President Richard Nixon. So Father's Day, you know, is you know, might have had a veteran sort of connotation to it because most dads had served. Now, you know, it's about cigars and barbecues and funny aprons and funny underwear and cigars and things like that. So the first mistake you all make, right? It's it's going to be what, June 19th? Okay, what day is today? Right, so June 19th is going to be Father's Day. So it's going to be hot. In my neck of the woods, I think it's going to be about 107 degrees. So the first thing you all do wrong is you set up a barbecue in the middle of the heat. Do you set up the barbecue for 6 a.m. or for maybe 10 o'clock at night? No. You're like, everybody come over at noon. Everybody come over at 2 for a barbecue. Now, you know, Dad right, might think, oh, that's nice. Until somebody goes, all right, Dad or honey, we got to clean out the backyard. Is the grill clean? We need to wash off the furniture. There's spider webs. We need to clean it all off. My mom's coming. What, your mom's coming? Yeah, my mom's coming. Where's she going to sit? Meanwhile, the dad is like, what day is this? It's Father's Day. Clean out the backyard. Then we have to go shopping. I can't lift the ice. Can you go and get the ice? We need to go to Costco. We need to get the meat. Don't eat too much meat, though. You're not going to eat meat. You'll eat salad. But for the other people, we'll have some meat. But you're going to have to grill it, and I don't want to catch you licking your fingers because of your cholesterol, honey. So buy yourself some salad at Costco. Get some ice. Get some clean tools. You need a new pair of pants. Go clothes shopping. There is no way I'm going to take pictures with you in that pair of pants. Okay, so by the time Dad sets up for this and is in line at Costco and goes through all that, he doesn't want that. And it's hot outside. It's hot. All right? Then, of course, you have the extended family coming. So my dad no longer is with us. But if it was Father's Day, do I dote all over my husband? Well, I have a father. It's Father's Day. Okay, hubby is my husband. That's anniversary time. So for me, I it's all about my dad. So you're actually recruiting your husband to do all this work for your dad when he's a father too and it's Father's Day for him. And then when you look to see what your kids are doing, your kids are like, what are we eating? When are we eating? And you're like, take a shower, wash your face, brush your teeth. Grandma's coming. Grandpa's coming. So now you have, like, the in-laws and the extended family. I'm going to tell you right now, the average dad on Father's Day does not want to see the in-laws. And then the gifts. So you go, okay, well, we need to buy Dad a gift. So some of the gifts you guys do buy are things that you think Dad wants or you think Dad needs, like some soap. You'll buy Dad soap. What makes you think the man of the house wants to be reminded that they stink? Okay, they don't. Or you'll buy them cologne. Like, oh, we're going to get Daddy a nice bottle of cologne. Men don't want to wear cologne. Men hate cologne. I mean, they'll wear it maybe for us because we're like, oh, you smell so sexy. Maybe they'll do that. But for the most part, they want to smell like men. They don't want to be perfumed up. And then a lot of you guys buy aprons, and you buy these, like, funny aprons, you know, that have, like, you know, innuendos. All right, I think dads like those in terms of, you know, when you open them up in the joke, but the average dad does not want to wear an apron. Dads aren't into aprons. A lot of dads think an apron is maternity wear. So they don't really wear those. And they say, no, my dad likes apron because he doesn't want to get his clothes dirty. Guys don't care about getting their clothes dirty. In fact, when their clothes are dirty, it gives them an excuse to leave the family to go upstairs and change, right? Dads love getting grease and dirt all over him. So I have an apron right here saying, I like pig butts and I cannot lie. Yeah, that's cute, but I mean, is that really, really what he wants? A lot of you guys are getting your dad a lawnmower. You're getting your dad a lawnmower for Father's Day. Father's Day is huge for lawnmower purchases. What makes you think that your dad, right, or your husband wants to be reminded of work or a chore? They don't. And I'm not saying this to insult you all, but for those of you that are about to go to Home Depot and buy your husband some hammer and nails or a cooking apron or grill things, they don't, that's not what they want. Oh, and then you guys are really missing the mark when you buy him a tie. Let's get Daddy a tie. What makes you think any animal on this planet, let alone a human male animal, wants to have something around their neck? Guys don't like to wear ties. They might have to for work. They might need the tie. They might hate going clothes shopping. But this is their Father's Day. Get them something they really, 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 really want. All right? So what do dudes want? Okay? Well, they definitely don't want nose clippers. They don't want fancy underwear. Right, they want a day off and a real day off. The reason why Father's Day comes on Sunday is because a lot of people don't have to work on Sunday. So they want to sleep in. They want to go potty without being bothered. They want to eat whatever they want to eat without anybody telling them what to do. They don't want to clean. They don't want to prep a house. They don't want to entertain other people. What I would suggest you do is if you do have a whole bunch of family coming over because everybody's spending Father's Day at the same time, split up the day. Let at least the father of your house have some alone time. Let them feel like they get or another Sunday. But if the whole day is about the in-laws coming and fixing up the backyard and all that, it's just not fun. And then also ask dad what he likes. You know, some dads, they like video games. Some dads, they like porn. Some dads like the swimsuit issue of Sports Illustrated. Who knows? Some dads, they want a trip. They want to go on a trip. Not a trip where they have to go with all the extended family and all that. Maybe for Father's Day, even if it doesn't land on that Father's Day, you know, do a staycation. Take them to a hotel. You guys can hang out, you know, at the pool. Have a hotel room, nice romantic type thing. Take them to dinner. A dinner that he would like. You know, where you don't yell at him about his cholesterol. But, you know, personalize it. It's just, think about what they need. Gift cards make the best gift. You know, I'll sometimes do that for hubby because, you know, I'll buy him something I think he'll really, really like. And still, I've been married to him 25 years. I sometimes miss the mark. So I know what he likes to get and, you know, let him buy it himself. So gift card is always nice, you know, because again, you don't want to get them a gift that they feel like they have to use that they don't want. So I know people are like, oh, but gift card is less sensitive. Trust me. Ask your husband. Ask your partner. Ask the dad of your children. Are you good with, you know, what do you prefer? Let them tell you and say, I'm not going to get insulted. Do that also. Give them a day where you're not going to be mad at them. There's nothing they can do. Yep. And then, of course, there's a fantasy football book, right? That's out there. I wrote a piece on this. If dad wants to get into fantasy football, fantasy football book. That's a fantastic gift for dad. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Some SpaceX employees circulating a letter criticizing founder Elon Musk and told executives to make the companies more culture inclusive. The New York Times reported on Thursday that SpaceX had fired the employees associated with the letter. SpaceX President Gwynne Shotwell said the letters made other staff feel uncomfortable, intimidated, and bullied. Captain Shane Ware with the Vestavia Police Department tells us about the shooting at a church in a suburb of Birmingham, Alabama, Thursday.
A lone suspect entered a small group church meeting and began shooting. Three people were shot. Two people are deceased. One person is being treated for an unknown injury at a local hospital. I would like to reiterate that the suspect is in custody. I would like to reiterate that there is no threat to the community at this time.
USA Radio News. Iowa's Supreme Court ruled Friday that abortion rights are not protected by the state constitution, a move that paves the way for lawmakers to ban future abortions in the Hawkeye state. The court reported, quote, "All we have today is that the Iowa Constitution is not the source of a fundamental right to an abortion, necessitating a strict scrutiny standard of review for regulations affecting that right," end quote. A study has been conducted on the variants of COVID-19 and how each attacks differently.
According to data published Thursday by King's College of London, the Omicron variant of COVID-19 is less likely than the Delta variant to cause what's known as long COVID. In the first peer-reviewed study on long COVID risk and the Omicron variant, researchers said the odds of getting long COVID from Omicron were 20 to 50% less than with the Delta variant. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Pohl.
We are USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next to us.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I've worked for places where the employees aren't happy. And everybody gripes, you know, make jokes about the bosses and all that. And it's, I don't think I've ever worked at a place where I haven't heard employees complain about the boss. They just do. And it stinks because when I was a boss of my office and I tried to be the coolest and everybody said they were nice and I am sure they had issues and I'm sure they were talking behind my back and I'm sure they were happy when I wasn't there. The problem is I was always there. I was always the first one there, the last one to leave. So I was always working, double checking what didn't get done. So I am sure, you know, I didn't have the most, you know, oh, yay, Dolly is here. The boss is here. I wish it was like that. I was really cool with them, but, you know, you get to screw around a lot when the boss isn't there. And, I mean, honestly, I let them have access to their phones. Some of them were even playing their video games. If it was downtime, I didn't care, but, you know, there's just no way to be a boss and be completely loved. Well, it sounds like some SpaceX staff, so SpaceX staff work for Elon Musk, wrote a letter slamming Elon Musk's embarrassing and distracting tweets. Now, I don't understand why we have such a fascination with somebody's social media page. I told you guys, a lot of the Trump tweets were distractions for the media. If you wanted to do something from a foreign policy standpoint or a domestic policy standpoint, and he didn't want the media all up into his rectum peritoneum, he would throw something out there on Twitter. Everybody would make that a story. It would, you know, get all these headlines, and then he could do whatever he wanted to do. So when I hear that somebody, you know, posts a tweet, I don't give it that much value. Or, yeah, you know, because are they putting that as a distraction? Are they putting that out there because they want to look like they're for the cause? You know, or is it, which people want to believe, is it really the deep, innermost emotion and feeling of that person that tweet is giving us a lens into? That's what I think people want it to be. So apparently, some SpaceX staff wrote a letter slamming Elon Musk. It was posted to the company's internal comms system on Wednesday for all 2,600 staff to see. Then COO Gwynn Shotwell announced that some of the staff behind the letter have been fired. She claimed they pressured other workers into signing it and that it constitutes, quote, overreaching activism. This is being reported by Daily Mail. So SpaceX has fired now some of their employees behind this letter criticizing Elon Musk. The letter was posted to the company's internal communication systems Wednesday, hours after Musk revealed publicly that he had voted for a Republican candidate for the first time by voting for Myra Flores in South Texas. In the letter, the unnamed workers gave the company's directors 1 month to swiftly and explicitly separate from Elon's personal brand. They demanded that the company become more inclusive and said its zero A-word policy was not enforced clearly. They said it's unclear exactly how many people signed it or which employees instigated it, but it slammed Musk for his unfiltered comments on Twitter, his new company, and called them unprofessional. New York Times on Friday revealed that some of the employees were fired afterwards. They said in an internal statement, Gwynn Shotwell, SpaceX president COO, said the letter, solicitations, and general process made employees feel uncomfortable, intimidated, bullied, and angry because the letter pressured them to sign onto something that did not reflect their views. We have too much critical work to accomplish and no need for this kind of overreaching activism. So, in the letter, I'm not going to read you the whole thing, but they say, but for all our technical achievements, SpaceX fails to apply these principles to all promotion of diversity, equity, and inclusion with equal priority across the company, resulting in workplace culture that remains firmly rooted in status quo. Individuals and groups of employees at SpaceX have spent significant effort beyond their technical scope to make the company a more inclusive space via conference recruiting, open forums, feedback to leadership outreach, and more. They, however, felt they carry an unequal burden to carry this effort as the company has not applied appropriate urgency and resources to the problem in a manner consistent with our approach to critical path technical projects. So it's a big, long letter, and they ask others to join in. And, you know, I bring this up because many of you work for a company and you do not, one, like your boss. Number two, you might not approve of your boss's politics. And it is a very scary time for a lot of people who work for a company that might be very, very woke or liberal or work for a company that's very, very conservative. And you worry that if you work for a company and you are in a company whose boss seems to stand on one side of the political aisle or another, that then you would be marginalized, you would be stereotyped, you would be biased, you would be discriminated against by your peers, by other people who see that person. So Elon Musk, who was the poster child for electric cars and green and all sorts of other things, and, you know, the space, the Space Force and all that, now is looked upon as, oh, he's one of them. He's Republican. Now, I don't know if he's Republican. I don't know if he's Democrat. I don't care. But for those people that have been a part of his companies, they might not want the association. And sadly, we have this sort of landscape where if you're with them, you're with them. If you work for Disney, you're liberal. If you work for Elon Musk, you're Republican, which is not true. There are many conservatives who work at Pixar and Dixie and Disney and all that. They might have to keep quiet, and vice versa. So if somebody wants to work in a company that they feel share their values, they should by all means go and work for that company. But to force people to fight if a business owner and a multi-billion dollar business owner thinks the country is going in the wrong direction, he has every right in this country to tweet or to share what he feels. If he is operating a company that doesn't allow somebody to, let's say, excel as a woman or excel as a black or Caucasian or Asian, and they are violating law, rules, civil rights laws, things like that, then yes, there are means, there are pathways that you could take at work to make sure that it's an equal opportunity employer. There are rules. But if you don't like that your boss supports somebody, or your boss, voted for Trump or voted for Biden, then you have a choice. You have a choice to work there or not. If a company does not want somebody taking time away from work to rile everybody up and cause a coup, that company has a right to fire you. If I worked at a company and said, look, we need to bring the boss down. We need to, everybody stop working. Let's do this. Most likely I'm not going to last that long at that job. The boss is paying my bills. If I don't like the boss, you leave. The best thing you could do for any boss is not work for them. If you really don't like a boss and you really don't like a company, and you don't feel they deserve you, leave. And I get a lot of people want to change the workplace. They've been able to. They're like, I'm going to make the workplace work for me. This is where I chose to work. So I'm going to change the whole landscape. I'm going to make it all different. I'm going to sue. I'm going to this. Sometimes the lawsuits are justified, sometimes they're not. But Elon Musk seems like the type of guy saying if you don't like it, you bounce. And that's what's going on. 1-877-DOG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I'm even, you know, aware that some of you guys are pretty ticked off that you got COVID again. You might have escaped COVID in the early 2020 phase. Then we had the Alpha variant. Then there was Beta, a little bit of Lambda, but then Delta hit us pretty hard. And then we got Omicron. And for those of us that escaped COVID, Omicron got us. They got up to smack us in the butt. Got Omicron at the end of Christmas, New Year's. I got mine in January. It was about the worst 5 days I had of it, but then it got better. Thought I had some long-lasting effects of it. Cough lasted at least a month. A little brain foggy. I don't sing like I used to. But I don't know if I have long COVID from that. Then there was the BA2.121 grandbaby variant. And now we have the BA5, and people are sick. People are coughing. People are grumpy. They're not feeling too good. Well, we have a little bit of good news. They say that the Omicron variant is less likely than the previous Delta variant to cause symptoms of long COVID. One of the reasons why people don't want to get COVID, one is they don't want to die. But for those that are convinced they're not going to die from it because they usually get mild illness, the next thing they're worried about is what sort of long-term effects are they going to have? Are they going to have lack of taste, lack of smell? Are they going to be tired all the time? Are they going to have difficulty breathing? Are they going to have a chronic cough? Are they going to have memory issues? And I've seen people with a whole gamut of long COVID issues. They are saying that if you get this Omicron variant, and if you haven't gotten it, you're going to get it. Everybody's coughing and sneezing, all sorts of stuff. You won't hopefully have as bad a time with long COVID symptoms as those who got Delta did. So the study from researchers in the UK was published in The Lancet. It found 4.5% of Omicron cases resulted in long COVID compared to 10.8% cases of Delta. They said this is being reported by The Hill, while on one hand it is good news that the currently circulating Omicron variant is less likely to cause long COVID than the earlier Delta, the study also shows there is still a significant chance of still getting long COVID even with Omicron. So 4.5%, that's still a number. They said the Omicron variant appears substantially less likely to cause long COVID than previous variants, but still 1 in 23 people who catch COVID-19 go on to have symptoms for more than 4 weeks. That's according to Claire Steves, the study's lead author and researcher at King's College London. Given the numbers of people affected, it's important that we continue to support them at work, at home, and within the health system. They say, in addition, because the Omicron variant spreads more easily and infects more people, the total number of long COVID cases was actually higher during the Omicron period, the study found. For each individual, the odds of getting long COVID are lower. So long COVID symptoms can linger for weeks, months. I've seen statistics a year. And what makes me concerned is, what if it's permanent? What if for some people these long COVID are permanent? They've been very reluctant to say that because we haven't had COVID permanently. It's only been around for a couple years. But when people tell me they're never the same since they got COVID, I have to believe them. Now, I worry about our memory. A lot of us have brain fog. A lot of us have memory issues. And, you know, I'm getting older. I just had another birthday. So if I'm going to start having memory issues, I would like to blame my age for that. But people want to know. Because are their memory issues the start of something that could be serious, or is it a temporary thing because of COVID? So they say long COVID symptoms can linger for weeks or months after the initial infection. It can include fatigue, difficulty concentrating. Still not a clear understanding as to what exactly causes the lingering symptoms. And this bothers me as a doctor because I want this virus, I've always wanted this coronavirus, to be like a 5-day thing and no more. And it go away and you don't see or hear from it again. Like the rhinovirus or some of these adenoviruses or some of these other little colds that we would get as kids. And when I was in medical school, I learned that some viruses we could get, maybe something from a simple cold, could cause us to get diabetes, where our pancreas doesn't work that well, or could even be cancerous. And as a medical student, that scared the heck out of me because I'm like, we are bombarded with these viruses. You know, I could avoid smoking. I could drink very little alcohol. I could exercise. I could watch what I eat. I don't want to think that I'm going to go to a concert or I'm going to go to a movie theater and I still need to see Jurassic Park. I don't want to think that I am, you know, just living my normal life and then I could get cancer. But I bring this up because coronavirus is not acting like a typical cold virus. It's acting like something that could stay and inflame. Now, when original data came out with people having lack of smell and taste for 6 months, scientists assured us that the virus is not alive, that the virus is dead, and you just have this chronic inflammation. And my question was, well, what the hell is causing the inflammation? Is it a little spike protein? Is it a little piece of a virus particle that's just sitting there? Is it that the immune system was activated and is so freaked out that they're just going to always be on standby? And then I had suggested to you guys, what if it's living in us? What if it lives in our brain? What if it lives in our body and then comes out like Ebola was known to do, like hepatitis does, like varicella, like the chickenpox virus that comes out later as shingles? What if COVID does decide to live in us? Now, that is why that was the premise for me getting vaccinated. That's why I got the COVID vaccine. I'm like, I don't trust this virus. I have no idea where the hell it came from. I still don't know if people are leaking it. Nobody's closing the door on that topic. It's still, you know, oh, yeah, it came from bat soup. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't want this sucker in me, and I'm going to get the vaccine to fight it. Well, what did we learn? You can be vaccinated, the virus still gets in. So if the virus is still getting in, yeah, I mean, yes, it'd be nice that not to be hospitalized with this. It'd be nice not to die. I am very appreciative that these vaccines do that. But I want a vaccine that does not allow this virus from getting into our body and messing with us and causing long-term lack of smell or long-term lack of memory. And we need to be careful, and we need to understand that if this virus does decide to stick in our brains and live with us, then there could be some other sequela from that. And we're always going to have to be suspicious that when things go wrong, could it be related to COVID? I know a lot of you guys do not even want to hear anybody bring up, you know, COVID. You know, oh, yeah, I feel sick. Yeah, it's COVID. No, it's not always COVID. I don't know. I've never had a virus like this. So the new study in The Lancet helped put numbers on the likelihood. They looked at 50,000 Omicron cases, 40,000 Delta cases, and they said the potential for lingering symptoms is still a major concern, even despite the vaccines, booster shots. So hang in there, guys. I wish I had more positive news. COVID is coming. If you haven't gotten it yet, don't be surprised. Cough, body aches, fever, feeling really tired, runny nose, sore throat, hoarse voice, and just kind of some malaise and just not really feeling like wanting to, you know, do much. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. When we come back, we want to get to some more news. Debate on abortion has now extended to states, and we're going to talk about what's happening next. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.